We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm stylish. Talk big t-shirt, Billy. Watch on my wrist, but I want that dime. Talk crazy when I...
All right, who is it, Marcos?
Oh, you guys don't know Armani White? This is Billie Eilish.
Come on, man. You don't know the song, Armani White, Billie Eilish?
Come
what
on.
Is this? I don't know. I'm just repeating everything he says. I don't even have TikTok.
It's Armani White?
Yeah.
And now we listen to Young Gravy earlier?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on here?
You don't like those names, Chris?
Where do I get TikTok? Is that comes in the mail?
Yeah, I think so.
Send me one.
What's your address? All right, it is game night, Dolphins and Bengals tonight. So you're going to hear the game here on 560 WQAM. Pre-game show is going to start in less than an hour. Oronde Gadsden will be here. Alex Dono will be here. So we've got less than an hour on our abbreviated show today. Marcos is filling in for Solana, who's in Cincinnati for the game tonight. He's going to check in from a Skyline Chili in a little bit. Let me give you the headlines, though. Real quick here, sports update driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. And by News Nation, Chris Cuomo is back with a new show on a new network. Cuomo premieres on News Nation Monday, October 3rd at 8 p.m., 7 Central. To find News Nation on a television provider near you, go to newsnationnow.com/join us. Dolphins, Bengals tonight, 8:15 kickoff. Tua Tagovailoa, Jalen Waddle, Teron Armstead, all expected to play. Like I said, you can hear the game tonight on 560 WQAM. You can watch the game on Amazon Video. You can also stare at your Ring doorbell. Mm-hmm. I think you can see it that way. And if you're in the Miami area, you can watch it on WSFL Channel 39. Mentioned with Tobin in the last segment, NFL announced that Dolphins linebacker Melvin Ingram has been named AFC Defensive Player of the Month for September.
That's impressive.
Pretty damn cool.
Yeah, and like Tobin said, which makes a lot of sense, it wasn't a big signing.
Correct.
He just snuck on the team.
Teron Armstead was a bigger signing than Melvin Ingram.
Way bigger.
Yep.
After Tyreek Hill, it's like, oh, the rest of these guys. And then Armstead, all-pro tackle. Oh, now we got two of some protection. Melvin Ingram was a throw-in.
I mean, if I said to you before the season started, you're going to get a player of the month, a defensive player of the month out of Melvin Ingram, you'd have said, get your head examined.
No, you mean Xavier Howard, right?
Right, right.
Oh, you mean Abba, who's our 10-sack guy. No, Melvin Ingram.
Because it was going to be like, who's the receiver that they signed? Mohamed Sanu. Mohamed Sanu.
305.
Dale.
God bless. Dale.
Thank you, Jimmy. That is the 305 alarm presented by Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE, 1-800-747-3733.
Don't put Melvin Ingram in a group with Mohamed Sanu.
Well, that's what I think people were thinking signed Melvin Ingram.
Yes.
It was like, oh, so you're bringing in a couple of vets. They're not necessarily going to do anything. Mohamed Sanu doesn't make the team. Melvin Ingram's Defensive Player of the Month.
Yes. He's a ball. He was a monster, and then kind of like it was one of those old guy moves. Oh, let's bring in the old guy. Is he mentoring Jalen Phillips? No. He's winning Defensive Player of the Month in the AFC.
Look at this. Solana just sent us his plate that he has been served at Skyline Chili in Cincinnati.
It looks nasty.
Look at all that cheese. Oh, my God. That looks good. Is he on the line? All right, let's check in with them. Alejandro Solana is in Cincinnati at Skyline Chili. Hello, Solana.
Hello, guys. Do you hear me okay?
Yeah, we hear you great. How's that platter in front of you?
Yeah, no, I mean, I ordered the small because I didn't, you know, I don't want to waste food. Okay, so we'll start there, but it's a lot of cheese.
And what else did you get? What's in that wrapper on the plate next to you?
I ordered a chicken wrap because, you know, I want to be full. And I didn't think the five-way would do it, so I ordered a chicken, a classic chicken wrap.
You didn't think the five-way chili would do it? You got a pound of cheese on there.
You're hiding the nest.
Right, but my plan is not to take down the entire five-way. Hawk, you see, if you guys you zoom into that picture next to the wrap, you see what they place next to it.
A knife?
A knife to cut the wrap in half.
Oh, I thought it was to stab right yourself. I thought it was to stab yourself after eating what you're about to consume with Skyline Chili.
or break into the bathroom because your stomach's going to be garbage.
So where are you going to post this on social media?
Yeah, I'll post everything on social media. You know what? I'm having a much better experience than I did last year. This Skyline Chili is right in the heart of Cincinnati. I walked here from my hotel. I didn't have to take an Uber 20 minutes away like I did last year.
I mean, you're having the time of your life.
There's time of my life. There's Bengals fans everywhere. I covered up my Dolphins logo so they don't know I'm a Dolphins fan. And I actually sat next to a group of Dolphins fans. I'm getting heckled now by Bengals. I'm getting heckled across the restaurant.
Would you like to go live on, like, you want to go live on IG Live? Can people watch you consume this monstrosity?
I guess, yeah, we could do that, I guess.
Yeah, I'm not going to. I'm going to continue on with my show. I just thought that maybe you people would like to watch you eat the Skyline Chili.
No, I think this suffices, you know. We're good. We're okay.
I see the picture now. What's that sauce? What's the sauce?
Is that like a hot sauce?
It's a hot sauce. I don't know why but she asked me, do you want hot sauce? I'm like, sure. I don't know what I'm supposed to do with it, but.
You put that all over the chili. I mean, you're going to have the time of your life.
Time of his life.
Woo. Right. That thing is going to run through you like it was Ezekiel Elliott.
It's over for you. You got to work tonight?
They shouldn't call that the five-way. They should call it Saquon Barkley. Look at that. Mark Hockman, sports comic, is back, Marcos. How about that?
He's back, baby.
All right, Solana
is... Take my first bite.
Oh, let's hear.
That's it.
You can't hear him bite chili, can you?
But I think he's changing his mind on Skyline Chili. I think he's coming around to where I stand on this.
Terrible.
This is not bad.
I know. Hey. I told you. I've been telling you.
It has cinnamon in it.
It's so good. All that cheese. Solana, knock that entire plate down.
Cinnamon?
There's cinnamon.
Nice. You know, it's cold outside, and this is warm. The cheese is starting to melt.
Oh.
You know what? Hey, I might have been wrong about this.
Speaking my language, brother.
Goodness gracious.
Talk about it. Look at you.
My stomach hurts looking at it.
Take some video, post some pictures, follow him on Instagram and Twitter, Alex M. Solana. Have a great Dolphins broadcast tonight, Solana.
Yeah, let's bring home a dub. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
All right, how's the weather? Is it going to be chilly tonight?
Yeah, it's chilly. It's like 60 degrees right now. It's supposed to get down to like 44. I'm shaking inside Skyline Chili because it's cold in here.
No wonder you're getting heckled.
Oh, my God, yeah. He's wearing Bengals socks. I see him. He's heckling me.
Do you have on Dolphin stuff?
Yeah, I have my Dolphins team polo on, but I'm wearing a sweatshirt. Which has covered it, yeah.
Oh, because we know you're scary.
Right. He's not repping hard inside a Skyline Chili by himself, by the way. No chance.
He said go Bengals six times.
What are you wearing? Were you wearing, like, skinny pants and stuff?
Yeah, I definitely I stick out like a sore thumb for sure.
Yeah, yeah, you don't look like a blue-collar Cincinnati Skyline Chili eater.
No, I don't. Right. No, I'm wearing, like, my nice shoes. They're all polished. I'm wearing a Gymshark sweatshirt that costs $150. It's too expensive. Like,
yeah, you're gonna get your ass kicked in Cincinnati. So yeah. Be careful there.
Andy's handicapped right now.
That's right. You have your crutch. Do you have your crutch with you?
Oh goodness.
No, I didn't take my crutches. There's a guy wearing a Burrow jersey next to me. Sir, is Tua better than Joe Burrow? I'm live on the radio right now. Tua better than Joe Burrow? No. Is Tua good? Do you think Tua Tagovailoa is a good quarterback? Oh, you have an accent.
Okay.
Australian accent. Whoa.
He's Aussie?
Are you a Bengals fan? NFL fan. Awesome. You're going to the game tonight?
Swag. Look at that.
Get his phone number. I thought it was supposed to be aggressive.
Find yourself a Dolphins jersey, though.
There you go. Give him the business.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Solana, we're going to put you on hold. Marcos can tell you how he screwed up the first segment of our show.
Can't wait.
We don't necessarily have to.
I'll put you on hold. I'll finish up the headlines. See you, Solana. Dolphins tonight. You'll hear it on 560 QAM. Aaron Judge hit his 61st home run last night, so that ties in with Roger Maris. Most runs in a season ever in the American League. Florida Panthers, they are home tonight. First home preseason game of the season. They host Carolina at FLA Live Arena. Regular season for the Cats starts on October 13th. Marlins are in Milwaukee tonight. They're taking on the Brewers. First pitch is 7:40. And told you earlier there were a couple changes to the sports schedule. You're going to get a South Carolina State, South Carolina football game tonight. It was supposed to be Saturday. That got moved to tonight because of Hurricane Ian. And UCF SMU, that game is now going to be on Sunday at 1 p.m. instead of Saturday. And Crowder's Florida Gators, they moved their game from Saturday to Sunday at noon. And then time for weather, brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. I will tell you this. The weather here in South Florida is fine. I will tell you what I said at the beginning of the show. The scenes from Southwest Florida are pretty devastating. Fort Myers, Sanibel, Naples, the flooding there, the infrastructure, it is so damaged. It's going to be a real long road ahead for recovery out there. And so for the weather, I would direct you to redcross.org if you want to donate towards Hurricane Ian relief efforts, redcross.org, and you can right from there donate money and make a little bit of a difference during this difficult time. So yeah. Danny Cannell is going to join us in the next segment. We'll talk some college football and pro football with Danny Cannell, our friend, and then we'll end up wrapping things up. We've only got about 45 minutes left on our show, so don't go anywhere.
I am not an attorney. Come on, now you know I'm not a damn attorney, but I do keep the best attorneys around me because that's what I have to do. And that's Victor DeMesmin and Jeremy Dover of the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. They're my homeboys, great guys, philanthropists. They give back to South Florida so much. Huge sports fans, but they are all of our South Florida car accident attorneys. But not just car accidents. They got you in a car accident, but they'll represent you in slip and falls in public places. If you're hit by a truck, they got you. Pedestrian and bikers that are struck by vehicles. Medical malpractice. People whose loved ones died because something someone else did. If any of this happens to you now, you're stressed out. Your family stressed out. What do? You got to call DeMesmin and Dover. Let them figure it out for you. Take that stress off of you. They'll deal with all insurance companies. Go over policies with you line by line so you know exactly what to expect. Help resolve property damage. Help resolve liens from medical providers. They are experienced and aggressive attorneys that are going to fight for you tooth and nail, and they don't get paid a dime until settlement time. Give DeMesmin and Dover a call right now. The consultation is free. Hit them up right now. 866-954-MORE. That's 866-954-6673. It is a free consultation. No fees or costs to you unless you get paid. They're available 24/7. They'll be there for you. You'll actually get your attorney's cell phone number for around-the-clock access with any questions that you have. And I had to ask Victor and Jeremy, like, why do y'all do all this? It really sounds too good to be true. Their answer is, we care more, and it's because of you. Their clients, their neighbors, South Floridians. Call DeMesmin and Dover today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows.
Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yo, yo, yo. We'll get to Danny Cannell here in a second. First, let's talk trucks. Palmetto Ford Trucks, family owned and operated since 1966. As our teams are getting ready for the big season ahead, it's been all right so far for your pro team down here. Not so much for your college team. I'm sure Danny might have something to say about that. But Palmetto Ford is getting everyday warriors ready to do business and serve the community. Knowledgeable commercial representatives who know the business and are ready to roll with you. I always tell you, whatever truck you need, they got it. Landscape trucks, dump trucks, cargo vans, box trucks, cranes, pickups, reefers, they got it. Put it to you this way, if it exists, they got it. And what I always tell you is what sets them apart is they got it in stock, on their lot, ready for delivery. Doesn't matter whether you need two vans or 40, they got it. It's the largest selection of commercial vehicles anywhere. So take it from me, Palmetto Ford, they know trucks, and yeah, they got it. Dolphins pregame show is in the house. They're getting ready to roll. Aronde Gadsden is here. He's wearing his Syracuse hat. And
OG is a movement.
He is a move. He comes in.
OG gets here. It's just something else.
He is a swirl. And Alex Dono is here. Jimmy is in the building wearing his Dolphins shirt. And Trevor's here. You got Dolphins pregame starting at 4 p.m. this afternoon. They'll take you up till kickoff at 8:15. You can hear the game on 560 WQAM as well. Danny Cannell is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Danny Cannell, former college and NFL quarterback. I'm not saying the school. He's a friend of the show. You know, you can hear him on Mad Dog Radio now, too. In addition to all his other broadcast duties, was it Danny and Dusty? Is that the name of the show, Danny? Is it Danny and Dusty?
You got it, Dusty and Danny.
Dusty and Danny. I gave you top billing because you're a friend of the program. Danny comes to us today courtesy of Bet Online. Check out Bet Online for updated college football playoff odds, conference odds, Heisman odds, college football week 5 lines. Bet Online. Danny Cannell, I'm going to give you an opportunity here at the start to make fun of my beloved Miami Hurricanes if you'd like.
Well, 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 fellas, how times have changed. You know, I mean, it wasn't that long ago we were on here talking about Anthony Richardson, and he's going to be the top pick in the NFL draft, and Tyler Van Dyke is a sure lock to be an NFL stud, and Mario Cristobal is the best hire we've ever seen in college football. And yet, here we are. There is one undefeated team left in the state of Florida, and it resides in Tallahassee, where the Florida State Seminoles have shocked the world to get into the top 25 for the first time in 5 years. It's pretty insane. But I will take this opportunity, because I don't know how long it lasts, to do a little smack talking before the season gets moving along. But it is wild, man. It's a crazy college football scene. I would never thought that Miami and Florida would be 2-2 and Florida State would have been 4-0. I never would have predicted that.
Me neither.
Oh, nobody. Because that is Travis legit? Because I had to come. I had to pull back on Anthony Richardson after I've seen.
Woo, did he look good in week one, though?
He looked great.
Oh, my
and
God.
Then you had to pull back once they figured him out. And I always talk about that.
I pulled back on Tyler Van Dyke.
They figured him out. Like, yeah. Is Travis legit up there at Florida State, or is he riding a little wave?
Channing, I tell you what, he's Mike Norvell and Alex Atkins, the offensive coordinator, deserve a ton of credit for developing him. And I think that's what I would say to Florida Gator fans and Miami Hurricane fans. Tyler Van Dyke, that one's perplexing, and we can get into that one a little bit later because I think there might be some different issues going on there. Anthony Richardson hasn't played much at Florida. Like, he's still developing. Jordan Travis was a rocky roller coaster who was a great runner, who really wasn't a good quarterback early in his career. But end of last year, really when he took over the team as the starter and Mackenzie Milton wasn't really pushing him and he was given the reins and they started to build an offense around him, he started to excel. Like, you could see improvement. And then this year you've seen a totally different guy who is playing with a ton of confidence. They're giving him great reads. They've really built a system where they're able to utilize his legs, but they're also stressing the field vertically. And you know what else they've got? They've got depth at wide receiver, which they haven't had. So it's like the combination of all of it is coming together at just the right time for Jordan Travis. And I'm so happy for him. He's a great kid, and he's worked his tail off. And being a quarterback at any one of these state schools is not easy. You know, the expectation is, oh, you got to be a Heisman Trophy candidate. You got to win national championships. And for all these programs, it's not just the quarterback. So you get a lot of scrutiny. It's tough to play through it. He's done that. And I do think Fanning, he has played himself into the conversation of one of the better quarterbacks in the ACC. I don't want to say the best, but he is playing at an elite level right now, as good as anybody for sure statistically. And I just want to see him continue to improve and continue to build on that foundation that they've laid for him, because he's playing really good football right now.
Hey, if you play a game like University of Miami did last Saturday against Middle Tennessee State, you pay a team $1.5 million to come in, you lose to them from the jump. Do you like this bye week, or would you rather be playing this Saturday?
Oh, every time. By the way, you guys played back my guy Rick Stockstill's quote, right? Like that was
I don't know if we played it, but I did. I did get a little annoyed.
1.5 for 1.6 yards per carry.
It was fair. I mean, I can't. You know, it's Solana's had over me for 3 years, 4 years. FIU beating the University of Miami at Marlins Park. And you know, Middle Tennessee State now can say whatever they want because they came in and they did it. So I got to take it like a man. But if you were playing, would you want this bye week, or would you rather just be out on the field and get that taste out of your mouth?
No. Yeah. Heck no. I would want to get back on the field as soon as you could. I mean, there were a couple times that you never wanted to lose. It was before your bye week. It was the last game of the season. Like, we didn't have an ACC championship game. We played Florida. Like, you know, that was our last game that Thanksgiving weekend. We never wanted to lose to them, because if you did, you had to wait until your bowl game, which was like, felt like it was waiting for an eternity. And then you didn't want to lose your bowl games. Then you had to think about it the whole offseason. I absolutely think you want to get back on the field. Now, I don't think Mario Cristobal would admit that. I don't think any of the Hurricanes would admit that as players. They'll try to tell you, hey, this is a good opportunity to rest. We're going to get healthy. We're going to work hard. We're going to get better. They're going to tell you all those things. But as a player, man, you just want to get back on the field. Like, give me one of those short weeks in the NFL even where you're coming back on Thursday night. Get back on the field, because that's the only way to erase that taste out of your mouth, that awful taste that comes with losing back-to-back games, is getting back on the field and getting a win. And it's going to be tricky, because North Carolina's got a quarterback in Drake May who I've been blown away by. He can put up some points, and I think it's going to be a lot of pressure on Miami playing at home. How many people do you think will get there, Hawk? You think it'll be like 3,000 or 3,500? Will that be the attendance?
Listen, I'm gonna sit here and I'm gonna take it, because he earned it. I knew the mood that he was in when he let me ask my question and started with, "Well, well, well." I knew what I was in for, so I'll just sit here and take it.
Dad, is there it's early in the day. They're 2-2. But, like, is there any questioning of Mario Cristobal? Like, they opened the piggy bank. My criticism was Miami's not spending any money, and they went out and spent money. They have Ed Reed's on the sideline. Jason Taylor's on the sideline. Mario, they gave him all that money. Is there any questioning of Mario, or does he really get a pass year so he can build this program?
He definitely gets a pass year. And any fan who thinks there's a mistake there is crazy. And asinine to think that it was a mistake to bring in Mario Cristobal. You got to give him time. You got to give him, when you fire a coach, this is why I'm not a fan of firing coaches in any sport, in any time of the season or any. You start over. You become a franchise, expansion franchise. And that's essentially what the Hurricanes did again. And you start cycling through these coaches, and you step back in order to go forward. That's the hope, and that's the belief. There is something that I do think is something to keep an eye on. Now, I don't want this to get taken out of context and been like, oh, you know, Kinnell is saying that Tyler Van Dyke is going to leave. But in today's era, when you have a player, and specifically a quarterback, and he is not happy, which I would say getting benched against Middle Tennessee and not having the type of performance that we've seen out of Tyler Van Dyke that he saw last year, I wonder where Tyler Van Dyke's mindset is. And I think it's something to keep an eye on. Like, what is going to happen? Are they going to play Garcia? Because Garcia is really good too. But the Josh Gattis hire I thought was interesting. He was, you know, voted the top assistant of the year when he was at Michigan. But I told a lot of Hurricanes fans, I said it wasn't really his offense that won him that award. It was Jim Harbaugh taking back over the play calling responsibilities and saying, no, we're going to be a little more old school. We're going to be smash mouth. We're going to run the football and play a little more play action, a little bit more traditional. And it worked. And Josh Gattis took a lot of credit for it. And then he comes in there and is kind of bringing back his system, which I don't know if it fits Tyler Van Dyke's skill set as much as Miami fans maybe would like that. Now, good coaches, great coaches, will build a system around the quarterback skill set. And we saw what the best of Tyler Van Dyke was last year. And I think he sees it too. I'm sure Tyler Van Dyke is like, man, I'm better than this. I'm better than these numbers. I'm better than losing to Middle Tennessee. I think it's something to keep an eye on because, again, if you bench a quarterback, if he's not happy, they will not hesitate to enter the transfer portal. And he is an incredibly talented player that they need to make sure they give him the support he needs, they give him the assistance he needs. And it's just something to keep an eye on your radar if you're a Miami Hurricanes fan.
Let's talk about the best college football quarterback to ever come out of Alabama. That, of course, is Tua. Danny Cannell is with us, courtesy of Bet Online. Check out Bet Online for updated college football playoff odds, conference odds, Heisman odds, and college football Week 5 lines. Dolphins, Bengals tonight. Are you impressed with Tua through three games?
How can you not be? I mean, I think that's the only way to answer that question is I don't care how critical you were of him. How can you not be? Did you do that on purpose? Like, were you throwing shade at Jalen Hurts? Because he did play at Alabama.
I was throwing shade at every quarterback that's coming out of Alabama because I'm sure I could go over the list and come up with some.
With
some arguments. But
yes.
I haven't seen Jalen Hurts do against Baltimore or Buffalo because I remember looking at their schedule, and I don't think it's nearly as tough as the Dolphins was.
No. It's been phenomenal. He's over-delivered on what I think even the most optimistic Tua fan who may – and I did not realize this. I didn't realize what a real thing Tuanon, like, is.
Oh, look out, brother.
I said, you know, holy cow. And I don't know if that's leading the charge, but Tua, for whatever reason, I think he's the most polarizing quarterback in the NFL. Like, because when you do this, like when people online, a movement like Tuanon attacks people like analysts that cover the NFL, they almost like don't like the player then. So then you get these Tua haters, which I don't like because I don't think there's any validity to their statements, especially the way he silenced them. And then it just becomes like every throw is hyper-analyzed. You know, it's like, oh, my gosh, like this means he's the best. This means he's a bust. And I see it more with Tua than any quarterback in the NFL. Maybe it's because I live in South Florida and I follow more Florida accounts. I don't know what it is. But how can you not be impressed with what he's done? I mean, he has over-delivered on what Mike McDaniels wanted him to do. He's showcased now. I know it was controversial. And I know he took that hit. And was it his back? Was it his ankle? Was it the concussion? I actually love the fact that he came back in the game because I do think the one thing that probably concerned me the most that we didn't talk about was him, his durability and being able to play a 17-game schedule and stay healthy. That to me was a big middle finger to anybody like myself who's questioning that. And again, it's not questioning toughness. It's just, it's tough in the NFL. Your body has to be built a certain way. Some guys, I mean, look at Joey Bosa's out again, Christian McCaffrey's out again. Like there are some guys that, for some reason find themselves on injury reports more so than others. And I thought that was huge for Tua to respond, to come back in, to close out the game, to get a win. He has the game against the Ravens where he brings them back. Like, and I thought that game was really the one game that would silence his critic the most, because when you have a performance like that, that is always the ace in your back pocket. Like if somebody says you don't have the arm strength, you say, go look at the third and long to throw to Jalen Waddle. If you say, well, you know, you can't put the team on his back and win, go put in the tape of the fourth quarter against the Ravens. Like, he's answered every critic to a T and said, all right, this, this, and this. You said I couldn't do it. I just did it. And there is like a little bit of caution. Like, we've seen quarterbacks flash before in small, you know, windows and show signs and then kind of fizzle.
I think Tua's showing he's the real deal. And I keep rooting for him. I hope he is, because I think it's great for Miami. I think it's great for the Dolphins. And a ton of pressure on him because he was given every tool to succeed. He's taking it and running away with it. I'm happy for him.
And Danny, like you said, with the small window, like guys can have two or three good weeks. So, you know, you don't want to get too high on Tua. But on the other hand, on the other side of it, like I've seen McDaniel, that third and 22 you're talking about, the Waddle, I think 90% of coaches run a draw there and just try to get field position. And he really drew up a play, and I think he knew they were going to be in cover two. He set down the guy on the middle linebacker so that Waddle could run the post, the corner post, and hit. Like, I kept calling it poetry in motion after it happened. Like, are you sold on McDaniel being a good coach? Because it's only been a couple weeks, but I am so impressed by Mike McDaniel.
I am too. And then you start hearing some of these stories about the way he coaches and the kind of unique aspect, the way he sees things very differently. He does feel like a savant when it comes to the offensive side of the ball. So I've been thoroughly impressed with what he's given. I totally agree with you on that third and long. And to, like, to his credit, he's coached up to sit that backer down, like to hold the safety over on that side of the field. Like, he's doing the little things with his eyes and his footwork. And then you look at the formations that Mike McDaniels, that he's drawing up and getting mismatches and finding guys in coverage and, you know, just and scheming for his best players to put him in great positions to succeed. It's incredible. Now, here's the thing. I always need to see it. I'm curious to know what you guys think, too. Channing, I'm sure you would say this for sure. You never really know what you get with a coach or a quarterback specifically until you get smacked in the face with some adversity. Like, what happens when Tua has another game where he throws three picks and one touchdown and they lose because of him? Like, how does he respond? Same thing with Mike McDaniel. What happens if they lose two games in a row? How does he respond? How do the players respond to him? Because right now, we are very much in the honeymoon phase for everybody, right? You're 3-0. Everybody loves it. It's ha-ha. He's funny. He's got great quotes. And it's awesome. Everybody loves him. What happens when your own fans start to question, when you start getting more adversity? That's the only thing we haven't seen from Mike McDaniel yet. And, you know, we've only seen one team run the table. So, you know, it's coming. There's going to be some tough times. There's going to be some players maybe at some point that, you know, get frustrated with not getting the ball, or, you know, what if we do lose to a team we weren't supposed to, and McDaniel has to come in hard on him, or he has to do something that's different that he hasn't had to do yet. That, to me, is kind of when you see, all right, is this guy the real deal? Because he looks like he's passed every test so far. But what happens when you need to, like, give a tough message to a team that needs to hear it? That, to me, is always the barometer. Just like a quarterback, you got to see how he responds in a game where, you know, you played awful. How do you bounce back?
But you did kind of face adversity week two in the Baltimore game. I mean, you had a whole
for
half,
sure,
almost three quarters worth of adversity, and they kept grinding. We were impressed with Mike McDaniel on that one, because most coaches, in my estimation, would have been happy to run out the clock in the fourth quarter, and he was trying to win. So I think you got maybe a glimpse of how they'll deal with adversity, because they did face some.
But there is a different, Hawk, there is a different, like, and I don't, they are an underdog tonight, which I actually kind of like the Dolphins, especially if it's over three, like 3.5. I like the Dolphins tonight. But let's just say they lose this week. Then it's like, all right, what happened? Then if they somehow laid an egg versus the Jets and they're 3-2 and everything, like, they would still be okay. Then you start seeing adversity. You know, like, and then articles are written. Hey, is Mike McDaniel too young? Is he too loose? Like, everyone will find, they'll start nitpicking, they'll look for things. I mean, that's what we do as a society, especially in sports. You build people up and then you tear them down. I hate it, but it's what we do. And that will be like a very real scenario that could unfold. They might win both games. They might. I mean, that's a possibility too. But at some point, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. Like, if it was a sprint, they'd have the gold medal and they'd be standing on the pedestal and we'd be, you know, cheering for them. But it is a 17-game grind that goes with ebbs and flows and ups and downs, and you got to withstand all of it. And again, I think you're 100% right. They were down. It looked like a lot of teams would have thrown in the towel and said, man, just get us out of here. Give me my paycheck. Let's go to the next week. They clawed back. They kept fighting, and they won. But it is a different animal when you start dealing with more significant adversity, which I do think they will face at some point this season.
I mean, you believe this, Danny Cannell? He's got them losing to the Jets. I mean, this is what he does. This is what Cannell does.
I think that was hypothetical.
He comes in with the well, and now he's got them losing to the Jets. I mean, nothing with this guy.
Signaling? what you're doing, you're signaling to QAnon. You're sending out the signal. And now my Twitter feed is just going to, I'm going to have to log off Twitter for like a week, for 2 weeks.
Cannell says Tua blows game against Jets. Will he even play week six? You know, I mean, this Danny Cannell, unbelievable. Danny Cannell is with us courtesy of Bet Online. Check out Bet Online for updated college football playoff odds, conference odds, Heisman odds, and college football week five line. So you like the Dolphins getting the points tonight?
I do. I really do. I think this will be a good opportunity for them to bounce back. I'm a little bit worried about the defense having been on the field for those 90 plays in the heat, short week. I'm kind of concerned about the game plan that might have been revealed at Cincinnati with this game film being leaked and, you know, the Cincinnati Bengals getting some looks at formation.
Did you see the latest news? I just saw a tweet from Tom Pelissero that says the Dolphins noticed people watching their walkthrough Wednesday in Cincinnati, so they made a sly adjustment. All the clips circulating on Twitter have 12 players on offense. Fake plays, fake routes on real plays. Either way, Mike McDaniel and company staying one step ahead. So maybe they knew that they were getting the tape. They put 12 people out there and said, okay, figure this out, smart guys.
That would be – I really hope that's true. Because if so, it's like one more sign that Mike McDaniel's this evil genius, like savant type of mind. That would be so great too. But that makes me even like the Dolphins more then. Here's the thing. Burrow has still been sacked more than any other quarterback. Carson Wentz has been sacked 15 times as well. But, like, are we sure they figured out their offensive line issues because they beat the Jets? And looking at the way the Dolphins defense got after Josh Allen, I think they could make it a little bit of a long night for Joe Burrow, who is an incredibly talented player. I still think this game will be tight towards the end. But, again, if you give me over a field goal for the Dolphins, I'll go ahead and snatch those points all day long.
Yeah, we're taking that tonight.
Yeah.
There you go, Danny Cannell from Bet Online. You know how to watch the game tonight, right, Danny? You know how to watch Thursday night football nowadays?
Yeah, I asked my 15-year-old daughter how to do it. No, I'm just kidding. I know how to do it. Come on, I'm not that old. But it is a pain. There are some things that are kind of a pain because I like to tweet and stuff while I'm doing it, and I had to figure out how to minimize the window but keep up the feed. It was a little bit. But overall,
well, you're watching it on your phone? You're watching the game on, why don't you watch it on a TV?
Well,
because I'm at
that?
A hotel in New York City for work. Well, that's another like little thing you don't think about. I'm at a hotel. Like they don't all hotels don't have it, so it's kind of a pain.
I like to flip around the channels when I'm watching TV, and I can't do that when I'm watching Amazon. It forces you to watch the commercials.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't even know how to watch high definition on these Thursday games. I'm lost, Danny. You're older than me a little bit. I'm lost, bro.
The other way to watch it, I've been telling listeners, Danny. The other way to watch it is through your Ring doorbell. You could stare right into it. You'll be fine. All right.
Just give all right.
Perfect. Little advice.
Sounds good.
Danny Cannell, there, notorious to a hater. And UM basher. We'll see you, Danny.
Florida State, your 23rd ranked team in the country, 4-0.
Well, in the top 25.
Hey, those are facts, though, Hawk. He's speaking facts.
He is speaking facts. No, I have to take it. I'm taking it like a man. Listen, UM earned that. I was at that Middle Tennessee State game. They earned this segment from Danny Cannell.
Yes.
Thank you, Danny. We'll see you, man.
See ya. 1.5 for 1.6. See ya.
Well, taking a little snipe on the way out. There you go, Danny Cannell. We're going to wrap things up here in a minute because the Dolphins pregame is getting ready to roll.
Y'all got to get out to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. You can get out there today. You want to watch the Dolphins? Get out there today and get you some delicious food from Delaware. But all your pregames, all your watch parties, all your tailgates, your family dinners, your romantic dinners, the one-on-ones, y'all have to get to Delaware. They have it all. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, turkey. They have lobster. They have shrimp. They have fish. They have alligator. They have venison. They have it all. Go to DelawareChicken.com to see the entire menu. That's DelawareChicken.com. The smoked fish dip is the best I've ever tasted. I continue to say it till somebody proves me wrong, and I don't think they can. Buffalo chicken dip. The sides now. They got all the meat, but they also have the sides. And a complete meal right there at Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. Go to DelawareChicken.com. Find out what you want. Call them in advance and place your order. Curbside delivery is available. You don't even have to get out the car if you don't want to. Give them a call at 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Tell them what you want. Your order will be packaged and ready when you get there. For everything, I'm telling you, hockey's about about to start back. Basketball is about to start. Everything you need is at Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market for all the parties. Y'all got to get down there. They're located on 441, one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
Everything is better with bacon.
Hawk and Crowder.
All right. Fleetwood Mac, we brought it back to my speed, Marcos.
Yeah, you know, now we're getting out of here. We'll go back to
there we go.
A little more Young Gravy, whatever his
we,
name.
We,
need no more of that TikTok stuff.
We got to wrap things up here. Danny Cannell was excellent. We had Lee Sterling today. Brendan Tobin jumped on with us, but I see Aronde Gadsden in the bullpen getting ready to go. Dolphins pregame show is coming up. You'll get 4 hours of Dolphins pregame, and then you will get Dolphins action tonight right here on 560 QAM. Crowder will give you a little message, and we'll wrap things up here.
Everybody wants somebody to have their back, and let me tell you that Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall has your back. That's right. Every vehicle, new or pre-owned, is backed by Moores. You get the best deals with their price protection promise, and used cars are backed by Moores. With thorough inspections and warranties, they do that for you. Even the service is backed by Moores with their price match guarantee. There is new inventory arriving daily at Edmore Sawgrass, and their lot is stocked. You got to check it out. It's beautiful. And if you're a truck guy like myself, then you got to check out the Truck Select. They carry every GM model in the books, but if they don't have exactly the car you want, they will do everything in their power to find it for you. And if you're interested, I love this. This is amazing to me. If you're interested in customizing a vehicle, they'll be with you every step of the way to help you pre-order it just the way you want it. When it comes to their tagline, the Ed Moores Automotive Group could have went with anything in the world, but they went with Back by Moores because if they have their name on it, you have their word on it. You got to stop by. Stop by today. They're located on Sunrise Boulevard, are just east of the Sawgrass Expressway, or you can click edmoresawgrass.com. Ed Morris is a proud partner of the Miami Dolphins.
Got to give big props to Marcos filling in today. Did a great job. Got to give big props. DJ, my son, is here. Nice job, DJ.
Thanks.
He can't hear anything because you don't have a headphone on there.
So true. Don't know what I expected.
That's Marcos' fault.
And
in fact, they won't even hear me thanking them because you turned your mic on. Marcos ruined the beginning of the show and the end of the show.
I will be here for the rest of...
DJ, nice job. Kurt, nice job. Ethan, nice job. Aronde Gadsden, Alex Dono have the Dolphins pregame show coming up next. Everybody have a great and safe Thursday night, and we will speak with you mañana.
4-0, baby!
Yeah! Let's go!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.